Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. We know the globalists believe they're these social Darwinists that are about to cleanse the earth of the human scourge so they can have all the resources. And that's what they're into. And when I got up here Friday, when the Wall Street Journal had a big article about Endgame being banned off of Amazon, I wasn't trying to sell a DVD. I mean, this film breaks down their own admissions. I'm very proud of this. It's very professionally done. And this is really what they're doing. And so we have natural outbreaks. We have natural things going on. But you've got a big, powerful elite that don't need humans anymore. They've got robots to do it. And they want to get rid of the population. So people are calling this the 12th monkey scenario. Mike Adams has written an article about it. But you've got to understand, it's not fiction. This is really their plan. And you can sit around and go, well, there are too many people or this or that. Well, let me just tell you, you're not part of the elect that they think are going to be down in the bunkers or are going to be protected. So here's the trailer from that movie back in the 1990s, 12 Monkeys, but it's not some lone scientist stealing a bioweapon out of a lab, folks, because you know those people exist as well. This is a coordinated preparation. I don't think this one's the big one. I think it's going to be bad. But Bill Gates says this will be used to train us for the world government that will be in place. So when they really do the main attacks, they'll be in control and be able to control it and have economic and scientific control to be able to cover up who was behind it. So here's 12 Monkeys.
You're a very good observer, Cole.
We have a very advanced program, something very different.
An opportunity to reduce your sentence considerably.
And possibly play an important role in returning the human race to the surface of the earth.
No license, no prints, no warrants.
But he took on five cops like he was just into the eyeballs.
What year is this?
What year do you think it is?
1996.
That's the future, James. Do you think you're living in the future?
I'm simply trying to gather information to help the people in the present trace the path of the virus.
We're not in the present now.
This is a place for crazy people.
I'm not saying you're not mentally ill. For all I know, you're crazy as a loon.
The army of the 12 monkeys, they're the ones that spread the virus.
Monkeys.
You've been living in a meticulously constructed fantasy world, and that world is starting to disintegrate.
You haven't become addicted to that dying world.
No, sir.
He needs help.
I think I'm crazy when people start dying next month. I don't belong here. You're here because it's just I know some things that you don't know.
Yes, my son.
You sent me to the wrong year.
You're certain of that?
Science ain't an exact science.
You had a bullet from World War I in your leg, James. How did you get there?
You're a trained psychiatrist. You know the difference between what's real and what's not.
You said that I had delusions. You said you could explain.
I'm trying to.
I want the future to be unknown.
I can help you get you out.
Can't hide from them. Don't even try.
We're all monkeys.
But they mutate. We live underground.
They're watching you.
I just want to do my part. Get us back on top, in charge of the planet.
I just want to do my part. Get us back on top, in charge of the planet. So who is it that's trying to build this thing? We'll go to break, come back. Mike Adams will do one more segment and go through all this. But this is big. The martial law response in China, the hysteria, what's happening here, the fact that there's economic war going on, the trial of the president happening at the same time. This is a very special time that we're alive in right now. I'm trying to figure out the best ways to protect ourselves and our families. But make no mistake, this is a historical crossroads we've reached.
There's no other way to put it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams, you've done a great job. Over the horizon radar, predicting what's going to happen so far. Recap how big this virus is and that China is in collapse over this. I mean, Xi Jinping says it's a giant threat. Troops, tanks, death numbers much higher. Lancet saying 50% mortality rate. That itself, I pray to God, is it true? Why the hell would Lancet be putting that out? We've never seen anything like this since the Spanish flu that killed between 20 and 50 million people in 1918.
Well, the only notable weakness of that study published in the Lancet is that it was a relatively small sample size because this hasn't caused the number of casualties yet that it may in the days ahead. So let us pray that those numbers are overzealous. And may settle. However, epidemiologists all around the world seeing those numbers, no doubt, are absolutely freaking out because they've never seen these kinds of numbers with the ability for this disease to be transmitted to other people in near proximity. It means that this will become, well, it will not just be squared, the number of infections, but cubed every few days if it gets unleashed in a metropolitan area based on those numbers. So there's really no way to control this.
Explain what cube means. Instead of an exponential growth, it's...
Well, no, it's an exponential growth, but to the power of three. So one person infects three infect nine infect 27, and 81, and so on. That's how it goes. So it's not just doubling 2, 4, 8, 16. It's actually tripling every time. Those are the numbers that are actually being reported for this virus, which causes many people to correctly believe that this is weaponized. It's been engineered as a weapon against human beings. Look, I think the seafood market story is a cover story. They're just
watching as a person. I've never seen such panic medical videos. The Chinese could be like, people are being mowed down. They're calm about it. They're running around like it's the end of the world. You watch these videos, dropping dead, the doctors panicking. Doctors don't normally act like that. China sees all sorts of stuff. What the hell's going on?
Well, clearly the Chinese government is not being very open with us about the severity of this. But if you look at their actions, why are they building an emergency 10,000-bed hospital in 1 week? Which is unheard of, by the way, in the history of the world. Clearly, they expect 10,000 people to need hospital beds, probably many more. And if that's the case, then no doubt maybe 100,000 people are already infected there. And clearly, you know, we did a story on this. We know 300,000 people escaped Wuhan province by road as they were bringing the quarantine down in the railways and the airports. You know, you can't contain a city, a region of millions of people when they have other options to get out. And no one wants to be stuck in a quarantine, by the way. I mean, would you? You know, would anybody who's watching, if your city was under quarantine, wouldn't you try to get out? You don't want to be locked in there with people who have this deadly disease with a 15% fatality rate. Oh, and there's one more thing I forgot to mention. According to the Lancet study, the survivors have a 12% rate of permanent severe heart injury. So we're talking about this thing attacks the heart, it attacks the lungs, it attacks the digestive tract, and if you survive it, you're going to have heart damage for the rest of your life. I mean, imagine. This is weaponized. This is engineered to attack the human genome, to attack human organs. This is not from some snake, from some pig, you know, cross pig, cross snake, cross bat. You know, they're
by the way, you
there.
Said that that's over a week ago. They now admit it didn't come out of a hospital. It didn't come out of a. It didn't come out of some grocery store. It didn't come out of some weird animal sales place. They're saying it's a bioweapon.
No, this is clearly engineered because, again, epidemiologists and virologists themselves have never seen anything like this that's this aggressive and this, quote, successful at infecting human beings. And we've got to cover. Look, I mean, I don't want to cause panic here, but people need to think ahead more than one step. If this spreads in Los Angeles, which is one of the flight destinations of people from China, one of the most common destinations, in Seattle as well, what will happen if Los Angeles is put under quarantine? What will happen? You need to think ahead about logistics. What will happen to grocery stores? Well, they're wiped out in Wuhan province. What will happen to fuel supplies? What will happen to social chaos in America? Because in China, they just deploy the military, okay? They don't have posse comitatus there. In Los Angeles, the gangs will run the city. The police will go home to protect their families. Again, I don't want to over-predict this. I hope it doesn't happen, but the Wall Street Journal today is already reporting diagnosed cases in California and Washington State and other places across America, and those are the ones they know of. What about the ones they don't know? Where...
Let's go back to the origin of it. Let's go back to both Bill and Melinda Gates, and let's go back to the companies creating and patenting the coronavirus and the tabletop exercise 3 months ago of 65 million dead they conducted.
Well, that software simulation did not even use these numbers of fatalities and transmission rates because these had never been seen before. So that 65 million predicted dead globally from that pandemic, that's a lowball figure compared to this. If they were to rerun that simulation using these new numbers, it would be a couple hundred million, maybe more.
We have a normalcy bias where we live here in a so-called free country, still has a lot of freedoms, and we see other countries that aren't living in freedom. We think, oh, we're okay. Your neighbor dies, well, your neighbor dies. But you really pull back and look at this. This is scary. You look at the political stuff going on. What's the big picture? Why would Deep State Spectre, or why would a globalist group that had this thing cooked up, why would they release it now, if that's the case?
Well, they've been building these for a long time, planning on a strategic release at a certain time in a certain region. And understand, Bill Gates and his efforts have focused on depopulation in Africa and third world nations such as Central and South America. Guess where coronavirus is the most successful? In equatorial regions. This is going to devastate, if it gets out, it's going to devastate India, the second most populous nation in the world. It's going to devastate the Middle East, Africa, Central and South America, and parts of Mexico, even parts of the southern United States, such as Florida, Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, even. Anywhere that's warm and that's humid is going to be very strongly impacted by this. Now, the regions that are going to be safer will be, you know, Canada, Northern Europe, Boston, you know, the colder regions. But the west coast of America, Seattle, even though it's more north in terms of its latitude, it's still more of a temperate climate, and it could be subjected to this. So this is a weapon, Alex, to answer your question, that's fine-tuned to kill third world populations. This is going to devastate developing nations, third world nations, all those that I just mentioned.
That was my next question. I mean, the race-specific bioweapon, if it's that and looks like that, who would be releasing this?
Well, any number of globalists would be releasing it. This has been their goal. You've covered it so many times, the virologists who wish they could be reincarnated as a deadly virus to devastate humankind. This is not just limited to one country. I don't think this is America. This is a global effort to build a bioweapon to depopulate humanity, and I think they accidentally let it out before they totally perfected it. And that's why we may be saved. We may be able to stop this. I don't think this is the final doomsday weapon. I think this is sort of version 4, and they want to have version 12, and they're not there yet, but this got out. That's my best guess based on current information.
Well, we know that they've worked with China on one-child policies, and that China is controlled by the globalists. And so if they don't depopulate their people, they have their money cut off. So people say, well, why would China do this themselves? You're right. I remember the dictator after Mao said, have a nuclear war. We want to get rid of our people. There's too many. That's China's problem. There's too many people. So they have this weird, sick relationship. But you're right. They don't seem ready for this. It just seems really crazy. Mike Adams, I really appreciate you spending time with us tonight. You've done an amazing job with the reportage and what you've been doing over at National News.
Pray for humanity, and I pray for the safety of all your listeners and all of you there at InfoWars. We'll give you more updates in the days ahead.
Thank you. Yes, it's insane. Everything is insane. All right, I've got some other news I'm going to hit when we come back. And then we've got Owen Schroyer in studio with us, fresh out of jail. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
China was under attack for 5 years before World War II started. But the United States was actually in China at war with Japan. Think about that. And so the people running America at that time put Mao Zedong into power in 1949. There was a big split in the U.S. government against that and against putting communists in and throwing out Chiang Kai-shek. But why do I say that now? This deadly virus breaking out in China right now that is certainly particularly novel and ill-fated for those that come into contact with it is going to be used by the media to create sympathy for China. And the rumors that they're going to be put out that Trump has put out a bioweapon against China. But the Chi-Coms have said they don't care about their population. They paid through the government to have enforcers kill over 100 million little girls. So they don't want Chinese. They see their public as scum, as trash. They don't value life as communist. But now Xi Jinping is so concerned about every Chinese person that drops dead from this. So if you want to know how China and the globalists are going to counter Trump and are standing up to China, the globalists, monkey's paw. It's with this event. This is meant to make us feel sorry for China. This is meant to then be a pretext for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to get even more power and more control, because I'm going to play this clip. As we sit here so comfortably tonight talking about the world, while George Soros gives speeches at Davos about how he pledges himself to destroy nationalism, we have a window into the whole thing right here. We all knew, close quote, John McCain's widow comments on Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking charges. And then once she said it on national television, the video's up at newswars.com. People went, wait a minute, you all knew? He was, in fact, she said, I knew a little girl, like a 14-year-old girl he grabbed, but I wouldn't say anything. Because you were a kept woman of the very same thing we're talking about. And so I'm not exaggerating, I've got more than 10 stories that big sitting on this desk right now. And you might ask yourself, why don't I cover them? Because to just mention it does not do it justice. It's like saying, this old lady got kidnapped and raped and killed. Big deal. If we don't build her up as a human and make a big deal about it, it doesn't matter. And I can't talk about these crimes being committed unless I emotionally interface with it and talk about it. That's my weakness, is I just can't flippantly sit here and talk about this stuff. Because I sit here, I have the emotional response. This is what I've realized. This is my, I'm going to release tonight my big weak point. I can't research this news and have my original spiritual, emotional response to it that's so pure and so real, and then do it again later. It's so authentic. And I know you're the same way. No one's ever talked about this stuff. This is stuff that academics might know, and they try to compress, they try to block, but we're doing it right now together. Because that's what this is right now. So the real headline is, John McCain's wife admits cover-up of child kidnapping blackmail ring. I mean, that's what she just did. But then you've got to gauge, like, well, she was Stockholm Syndrome before, or she didn't know, or is this a... The point is, things are so wild now, you just got to go with your gut and swing for the fences, folks. But that's what we're talking about here. That's what's real. That's happening now. Because the system thought, well, if we could just silence InfoWars and people like them, we'll never have to worry about what we did, when the way to counter this was never do the thing to begin with. Think about that. I should have started the show today with John McCain's widow says they covered up child kidnapping rings. She says it on TV. See, the Bible says when you enter this phase, they can't help it. They will indict themselves. I want listeners to realize we're part of the moment when all the things they've done to innocent people, these compartmentalized devil worshipers, is all just going to come out, and there's no way for them to even suppress it, because they're not conscious beings. They're slaves. Ms. McCain is a slave. I don't say that like as powerful, like, oh, she's a slave, I'm big and powerful. She's been a slave her whole life. Her daddy, John McCain's dead now. She's out there saying, we were all scared. We're all slaves. Everybody goes, don't tell them that. Don't tell everybody. This is what intimidated us. This is what dominated us. This is what told us what to do. Here, let's just go out to break with John McCain's widow talking about her covering up the child kidnapping rings. Here it is.
Everything, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
Because you weren't a leader, whore.
Someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore and what you're doing. It's not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're going and not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing with these guys, especially.
When I come back, I'm going to apologize for saying that. Because I'm a whore, too. That's kind of a compliment. But, you know, my whole point is that why didn't you do it before? Why were you waiting for it to break when we did it? We did it. This audience, you did it. Look for that authority. Like, why were you waiting? John McCain's wife.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs, The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Since you got released from jail in D.C., we'll cover that next segment and all the craziness that's taking place unfolding.
Well, I think what America is witnessing right now is something we already knew. It's just we're seeing the illustrations in the 3D world. There's a two-tiered justice system. It doesn't just apply to, you know, members of Congress or members of the government. It applies to the average citizen, too, where, as illustrated by me, If you are a leftist, liberal, Soros organized and funded protest, and there's 40 of you outside the entryway of the Capitol building, you're allowed to demonstrate all day long as much as you'd like. No arrests, no questions, no asks to be removed or shut down. But if you're one man with tape over his mouth and a tiny piece of paper, they tell you to shut it down and take you to jail and then hold me overnight, which is something totally unprecedented for such a small misdemeanor as well.
We'll so, talk about that.
That's how it goes, Alex.
But while you've been lavishing yourself in the D.C. prison.
Oh, yeah, with all the cockroaches.
With Ronald McDonald and all these other guys. Kobe Bryant's dead. Members of his family, his daughter, others. Terrible thing. Giant mass outbreaks, martial law in China. A lot of hell breaking loose right now.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what is, you know, the bouncing ball. What do we need to be focusing on? Is it this outbreak? Is it the impeachment? Nobody's watching the impeachment, by the way. It's like zero ratings. It's like a total ratings flop. Nobody cares. It's the boy that cried wolf. So I think people,
you know, the new definition of pretentiousness or sanctimoniousness is Schiff. I mean, that guy is a joke.
I don't know, Alex. I feel like it's the 4th of July and the sun already set like an hour ago. And we're all kind of sitting around waiting for the fireworks. Like, hey, 4th of July, we're all out here. And we're kind of staring at Trump. And we're like, all right, like, we know the fireworks are coming. And it's the 4th of July. It's like, yeah, we know the Democrats are committing all these crimes. Like, you know, when is the hammer going to drop here? We keep seeing the TikTok and the Fox News and the breaking this and the investigation of Ilhan Omar and this and all. And it's like, we're just kind of sitting here, like, on the 4th of July on our picnic blanket. Like, don't worry, kids. Oh, the fireworks will start soon. And meanwhile, censorship continues. Trump supporters continue to get attacked in the streets. The fake impeachment scandal continues to go on, costing us millions of dollars. The two-tier justice system continues. And we just sit here to report on all of it like we have been for decades at InfoWars. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about the fact that we are right. Nobody wants to talk about all the stuff we talk about. And then when Epstein finally dies in prison and has obviously killed himself, oh, now McCain's wife is going to all of a sudden talk about it. Like, yeah, that's the deep state. They were afraid to bring him down. Oh, now it's news, Alex. It was affirmed by a member of the deep state's wife. So now we can cover it. Mmm, how convenient.
But let's talk about that. We're going to play the clip here in a moment. What does it, because I should have started the show with this, not just the virus, not just all of it. In hindsight, it's always easy to see what the top story is. Why would John McCain's wife say, we all knew they were running sex slavery? She even said, we knew a girl they were running. She just admitted to knowing about a crime. But don't worry, they're all about to go down now. That sounds like a rat leaving a sinking ship.
Well, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe anybody and everybody that was involved at any level thinks, oh, if I say, oh, yeah, I knew it was really bad, like, that's like a reprieve. Like, oh, okay, now I won't be looked at or investigated or demonized when this all comes out.
Yeah, they all hope it would be like, me too. Like, a guy asked me out once, me too. A guy kissed me once, me too. So, like, kids in rape dungeons and devil worship and child sacrifice, they hope they can be like, you're right. Pedophilia is bad. Men ask women out. Look at the Gillette commercial. But it isn't going to work now, is it?
Honestly,
you're right. This is rats leaving the sinking ship.
It's actually, Alex, it's such a whirlwind. It's such a blur. But
no, it's a blur now. It's a blur because I haven't covered one-tenth of the stuff. George Soros says he'll stop, quote, nationalism and nations. He's going to fight nations.
But what do we do, Alex? Because we've got literally brainwashed masses. I mean, these are...
And some weird-ass Nazi collaborators.
These are... We're dealing with millions of brainwashed people that are mentally defective, Alex. And it's not something that I take pleasure in talking about. And again, it's like it's all a blur, but I flash back to the Women's March where I'm just sitting there saying, hey, Jeffrey Epstein was running sex slaves. They all covered it up in the mainstream news with ABC. And they're like, get out of here. Get out of here, fascists. We don't want to hear about that. It's like, that is the Me Too. A sex slave? Like, does it get worse than that? I mean, he's got Bill Clinton's rapes, but I mean.
But you realize everything happening right in here is the answer. And I'm not just saying this to, like, be flippant. I want listeners to understand this is a very important moment in InfoWars lore and everybody's lore. The globalists thought nobody would get satellites. Nobody would build infrastructure. Nobody would hire a crew. Nobody would hire a host. nobody would put freedom forward. So I'm going to say this again very slowly. They knew all this was going to happen. They were going to do all this, but they weren't expecting me and Noah and you. And that's what's so beautiful about this and sickeningly delicious. They thought they'd pull all this off with no opposition and that no one, because, you know, it did take something. It took you spreading the word, praying for us and financially supporting us. But we built something that was real because we thought we're coming to a fight. We believed people would take action. And guess what, Owen? We did it. But getting Trump elected was only one part of it. Now is the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. And so that's really the incredible thing here is that anytime goodness or people are just out for a fair shake, I don't claim to be the purest person on the planet, but I'm out to F innocent people over. I love God, I love Jesus. The fact that we stood up, the fact that listeners stood us up, this isn't some hype on some show just saying this happened. This is it. This is the epicenter. We did it. You did it. The crew in there did it. All of us together, this work, all this action created the place for there to be an opposition. Like people sit back and it's like, you think the studio was easy to build? You think the microphones, the servers, the satellites, the crew, the lawyers, the attacks, the lawsuits? But we did it because evil isn't stronger than us. And so I think at the end of the day, listeners need to understand that, and affiliate owners and all the viewers and TV stations need to understand this is a truly Americana experience. America came out of the mud like a flower out of the Nile again. America came up again and stood up for victory. America didn't need George Soros or the New World Order or the Chi-Coms. It just did it again. That's the power of the people. That's the power of spirit. That's the power that manifests again to bring us this level of fight.
Well, if you'll indulge me for a second, Alex, I think there's a certain level of the victories we're having that have been a little too comforting for people, including Trump and the White House, because when I see what InfoWars represents is basically a spaceship staring the Death Star down, saying there's only one way to go, and that's full steam ahead right into the Death Star and just blow right up into it. For me, it's saying, hey, you know what? You're going to arrest me right where these demonstrators were yesterday so that I can illustrate the two-tiered system that you have here? Fine. Trump getting in, that was a crack, a president they don't control. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect. It means we got somebody in that they don't control, that they hate, that actually wants to be the president. So there's all these cracks. But the problem is people stare at InfoWars or stare at Alex Jones or stare at Trump and say, yeah, go, instead of realizing, no, you get off the bench. You ram your head into that wall. There's a crack, but it's still there. The wall is still there. We have to destroy it.
We're only lasing the target. InfoWars only points out the attack. They have to carry it out. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of ace of spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen.
show right now. Humanity's awakening is explosive, it's powerful, it's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game on InfoWars Citizens of the Spirit is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever had because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical that they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Just Owen Schroyer, an InfoWars reporter arrested in D.C. last week, giving his exclusive statement right now. The story's about the prisons in America versus what's on the border, what the media claims is happening to the immigrants. We've got the countdown happening right now, the virus being released. We're all here covering it. We've got the trial of the president that continues tomorrow. We'll be covering live, but describe D.C. jail for people versus Elijah Cummings, rest in hell, bitching about kids 6 years ago under Obama not having proper diapers.
So I was actually stunned at the state of the central block in the Washington, D.C. jails where they held me for overnight, more than 24 hours. Because the average Democrat goes down to an illegal immigrant facility, and if they see a dead bug or if they see, you know, a pillow that's not fluffed or a fence, God forbid, all hell breaks loose. They raise hell. They have to get the funds. They have to demonize, activate the ACLU, activate the SPLC, activate everybody. Oh, my gosh, the poor illegal immigrants in their free facilities that are better than most daycares in this country. If the average liberal Democrat saw the condition that the central block D.C. jail was in, they would be appalled. Now, I'm not even sitting here trying to say, oh, they need to have swank, you know, luxurious jail cells. My point is that
you're just reporting what you saw.
American citizens get dirt. And if you're a Democrat, though, and you see something from
well, tell them what it was like.
All right. So this is I've been to jail a few times in my life. I'm not proud of it. I'm not going to say I'm not or am proud of this last thing, but I've never been to a jail where they don't give you either a pillow, a blanket, or a pad to lay on. First one I've ever seen where they don't give you anything. You just lay on a metal sheet. Your cell, you could try to count the cockroaches, but there'll be too many to count. You turn your head, you're going to see 30 live cockroaches running around. You're going to see 30 dead cockroaches just belly up, and you're going to see 30 dead cockroaches, just blood and guts smeared all over the wall, all over your bed. Like nobody's cleaned the facilities in decades. This is what you sleep on.
This is a planet cockroach.
And again, if those type of facilities were seen at an illegal immigration facility, it would be like, you know, stop everything, stop the presses, burn the White House down. Like, we have to do something for these non-Americans.
Meanwhile, the facilities are like glistening, like...
Oh, they're better than the average public school at the average illegal immigration.
So you're inside this hellhole.
And where I was, they put the worst in D.C. And, you know, when I got out...
For wearing a piece of tape over your mouth.
Because I had a piece of tape over my mouth and I had a piece of paper. And here, let me just say this, Alex, because when I got arrested... The security guards at the Capitol building were basically like, we support your cause. We like your content. We like InfoWars. We like Alex Jones. What you guys are doing is great. And I'm like, well, you know, you just arrested me. You know, you guys are the ones that let them do it all day long. So I don't even want to sit here and talk trash on these poor guys. And then this guy who arrested me, his first arrest ever, ironically enough, the two times I've been arrested in D.C. is their first arrest ever. So they get in, and my estimation is that they basically get run by the only Democrat in the police force when they get into processing, because all the other cops are like, yeah, we're all Republicans here. We're all conservatives. We all love Trump. And again, I'm like, well, you guys are the ones arresting me. So, I mean, who am I really going to sit here and point fingers at? But then, Alex, on the official arrest document, and again, the arresting officer is just like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. The processing officer comes in and says, the victim of this crime is society. So they literally have on document that society is a victim of me. And if you were
a piece of tape over your mouth.
And if you're at the event, Alex, and you can see the videos, they're at band.video and InfoWars.com on all the stories we put out. The crowd is cheering me on. The crowd is literally cheering me on. I was having all kinds of people come up and shake my hand and take pictures, say how much they love me and everything.
So the question is, who ordered him to do this?
So who ordered him to do it? But more than anything, why do they just have to lie? Why do the D.C. police have to go along with a lie? Why do these security guards have to go along with a lie? Is it just because they want to keep their job? Are they just yes men? And again, I end up talking to these guys. They're good men, but why are you taking illegal orders? You know the Remove Trump protesters are out there all the time for hours on end, 40 demonstrators minimum. I was one man, the whole crowd was behind me, and you still arrested me. So why are you sitting here putting out reports saying that society was a victim of my quote-unquote demonstration that was silent and peaceful and a fraction of the size of the one that was there just days before?
It just shows, because the deep state runs everything. And these people will all be fired if they don't do it. And like you said, they apologize to you later. Well, why does everyone follow the order? At a certain point, it's got to stop.
And so that's...
I'm going to ask this question. What is the order you won't follow? Because they can just ignore you out there.
Or they could have just walked me out of the building. If they had to get me out, they could have just walked me out like they do to Jane Fonda. But no, they had to put the cuffs on me because they were told to do it.
By Nadler.
Well, I think we've got, the legal proceedings are ongoing with the litigation, but we've got some pretty shocking developments that when I told Norm, I was like, hey, man, I think Nadler, someone from the Democrats, was like, yeah, make sure he's arrested because I'm standing outside. This is during the congressional Nadler hearing, and I'm standing outside. The cops want to let me go, but they had to keep holding me there. I wasn't even in cuffs. They were just told, yeah, hold him. Wait. And I was like, yeah, I think my theory was, yeah, Nadler said go arrest him. And then it comes out like they're trying to ban me from the Capitol grounds. That can only come from Congress. So, I mean, they're look, and this is what I was saying earlier, Alex. The reason why they attack Alex Jones, the reason why they attack InfoWars, the reason why they arrest Owen Schroer is because we're the ones banging our heads against the wall. The reason why they go against Trump, he's the one banging his head against the wall inside the Oval Office. My point is, if we don't start standing up for one another in the moment of the fight, which would be the security guard saying, you know what, we're not going to arrest him. What are you going to do, fire me? The police officer saying, you know what, we're not going to take him.
Imagine if more people
block.
Show up and people go, oh, don't worry, the Senate trial's failing. It's an illegal trial.
Exactly.
The whole thing's a damn fraud. At a certain point, Because, you know, they already said, we're going to have more impeachments now.
Oh, they're never going to stop. And again, though, not only is the impeachment illegal, no one is even following it anymore. Nobody's even watching. The ratings have crashed. I mean, it's a total joke. And you get these Adam Schiffs and everybody coming up here puffing up their chests. Oh, look at me. The cameras are on me. Oh, I'll get that Trump this time for the fourth straight year of not being able to get him. We'll find him. And the average person that just doesn't know any better just sees it going on and thinks it must be legit. They don't know how corrupt that dirtbag Adam Schiff is hanging out with Ed Buck with overdose dead bodies in his basement. I mean, my goodness.
You can't make it up. You can't make this up.
Well, you know as well as anybody, if you have any doubt that there's a deep state, if you have any doubt that there's a shadow government, if you have any doubt about this corruption, just try to fight it for one day. Just stand up to it one day.
Because they'll come after you.
And see what happens. And even Trump, I mean, Trump knew it was corrupt. And he even got in. He's like, wow.
I can't believe it's
like, I didn't believe it was this bad. I mean, even for me, I'm sitting there, Alex, I did not expect to get arrested. I mean, I really didn't. I went there.
Let me ask you this. What do they pull next? Because, you know, they're going to pull some more stuff here.
Well, what they're trying to do right now as far as the Trump thing is concerned, they're rolling out John Bolton's new book. So it's the same playbook, Alex. Oh, roll out a book conveniently timed to put wind behind the sails of this
book. Like, look, it's a book.
By John Bolton. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, conservative neocons will say, well, John Bolton, he's a respectable, admirable person. So you need to read and check out this book. And then they'll bring it up on the impeachment trial. So really what's going on here, Alex, you have publicly funded anti-Trump advertising happening 24/7. That's what this impeachment is. It's publicly funded anti-Trump advertising 24/7.
But Roger, and we all warned him. I mean, look at John Bolton. I mean,
well, and that's
bringing
another
him
point
into
too.
Your mints is not a good move.
That's another point, too. I mean, look at it's just and that's the thing, too. When does Trump take action, too? I mean, when does Trump finally turn the screws on these people and say enough is enough? I've had enough. I mean, you look at Roger Stone, you look at Michael Flynn, you look at Alex Jones, you look at Owen Troy. You can go down the list, ladies and gentlemen. When do we finally see some justice? When do we see some action? When does Barr take action? When does Trump stand up for these people by name in a, you know, I don't know what's going through Trump's head. He's obviously got an election coming up. He's obviously very busy dealing with the globalists and trying to be president of the United States. But, I mean, my God, I can't get the globalists off his back, okay? I can't do it. Only he can do
that. Well, plus, if somebody's shooting at me and misses, pow, 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 my bullets, I don't go, well, they missed. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, like, oh, that's fine. Keep shooting.
Okay, great. They missed a bunch. You can't let them keep shooting. It's un-American. It's illegal. It's BS. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think America is obviously getting tired of the impeachment scam. The question is going to be, when will America rise up like they did in Virginia on Monday? That's what we need.
And that was beautiful. All right. You'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. I'm Alex Jones, 11 a.m. David Knight, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. The only power it has is you. You are the Infowar. Spread those links. We salute you. Great job of the crew. Pray for folks in China around the world with this coronavirus. Pray that people be healed. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.